This is KUNM. I'm Megan Kamrick. New Mexico is making it easier for senior citizens to get a COVID-19 vaccine. The Department of Health announced today that people 60 and up can schedule a vaccine appointment without first being offered one by health officials. Since the vaccine rollout, seniors have had priority for the shots, but the system to set appointments was frustrating for them, and it's sometimes impossible for rural residents. The appointments are offered by text or email on a first-come, first-served basis. They can close within hours of being sent. The locations where shots are offered also could be far from where people live, requiring as much as a four-hour round-trip drive. Under the new policy, New Mexicans 60 and up can register for an appointment online whenever they want. Vaccination sites in their area may be booked, but they don't have to wait for an invite and can check availability at their convenience. The move effectively gives them first pick at appointments, ending the need for them to have 24/7 access to text messages and email. It follows a report from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention that found New Mexico lagged behind other states in distributing vaccines to highly vulnerable populations, as well as a state health department announcement in February for a vaccine equity plan. A Farmington man has been arrested for what authorities said was his acknowledged presence inside the U.S. Capitol during the January 6th riot. Authorities say Sean Bradley Witzman acknowledged during an FBI interview that he was inside the Capitol and provided investigators with videos he took while there. The FBI said Witzman made his way to the building's rotunda and shot video until an officer told him to leave. Witzman's attorney, Todd Bullion, said his client has done nothing wrong. Authorities said Witzman travels to protest to provide live streaming video coverage and takes part in a podcast called The Armenian Council for Truth in Journalism. New Mexico has become the latest state to provide a legal pathway for terminally ill patients to choose when and how they die. Today, Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham signed the Elizabeth Whitefield End of Life Options Act, named for a New Mexico judge who advocated for medical aid in dying laws in 2017 and died from cancer the following year. When the law takes effect on June 18th, terminally ill patients with 6 months or less to live would be able to request lethal medication. The diagnosis must be agreed upon by two medical experts, and the patient must pass a mental competency screening. After a 48-hour waiting period, they could take their own lives. They'd have to take the lethal prescription themselves. Some in the Senate initially opposed the measure, voted for it after amendments were made to disallow life insurance collection and strike a provision that would have given broad civil liability protection to medical workers who participate in the process. This is KUNM.